out of necessity. Jade here, and we're on the second episode. Today I'll be ranting about, in the best way possible, American Assassin, which I saw last week, and Riverdale. Those two will have spoilers, so this is me giving you a spoiler alert. Also, I'll be talking about Riverdale coming back soon, and the book Textrovert. Weird, cool name, you know? And I'll also be talking about high school as a senior and ending with a travel flashback segment. So let's go. Okay. American Assassin, which features Dylan O'Brien, Michael Keaton, and Taylor Kitsch. I hope I'm not butchering his name. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. Anyway, the basic IMDb plot is it's a story centered around a counter-terrorist agent, Mitch, who's played by Dylan O'Brien, and his mentor, who is played by Michael Keaton. It's a great action film. It's kind of cliche, but like in a good way, where it's like super entertaining and it kind of like keeps you on your feet. The main kind of villain, I'd say, in the whole film is played by Taylor Kitsch's character, who's kind of like the ex version of Dylan O'Brien's character, Mitch. He's kind of like gone rogue, kind of, and everything, and he's like trying to almost like destroy the world, like some villains like to do. And it's kind of like up to like Mitch as like kind of like the new guy, and Michael Keaton to be a part of saving the world. So The thing that I really liked most about the film was specifically Dylan O'Brien's character and how different his role is from other stuff he's done, like The First Time, which is kind of like a teenagery film, and The Maze Runner, which is like a huge book series, a young adult book series, and Teen Wolf, which I still actually haven't checked out, but I really should, because I know all my friends love it and everything. But yeah, I really felt like this was out of his comfort zone, and it was different and exciting and new. And so you could definitely see like how he's grown older over the years, and it's a great change. Wow, something different I found was, actually, no, it's not different, it's just like a piece of trivia, was that it's actually based on, the movie is based off a book series, and it's by Vince Flynn. I checked before this, actually. The series, it's 15 books, and American Assassin is actually the 11th book, like, he published, but it's, like, the first story in, like, chronological time sense, which is weird. But that means we might actually see more of this, like, of the characters and stuff, which is super exciting in the future. So I hope that happens. And yeah, let's move on to Riverdale. Oh, wait, real quick before I do that. I did get to go see it last Thursday, opening night. It was in actually the smaller theater of the cinema, our local cinema, but a lot of people showed up, so it was great. And yeah, so Riverdale, the upcoming second season starts October 11th on CW, and it's a great fall show. The first season is currently on Netflix. It has, if any of you guys know Twin Peaks, it has that definite vibe to it, especially in the first season. One of the actresses who plays Betty's mother in the show, Machen Amick, I think that's her name, actually plays on the original Twin Peaks and the Twin Peaks Return, which is really cool. And so there's kind of like that mini crossover happening, which is really fun. And Fun fact, today's actually National Hamburger Day. My dad told me that, and so we actually went to go get hamburgers, and I took a picture and posted it and everything. It was fun. Yeah, Jughead in the comics and a few times in the show actually does eat hamburgers as like kind of like a throwback, which is cool. So the first season, spoilers, just I told you before, ends with a lot of things happening, a lot of open ends to what can happen in the beginning of the second season. Archie's dad gets shot. And you don't know who it is, so that's like another mystery that has to be solved. Veronica's dad comes back, so that's another whole thing that has to be dealt with. Hermione has to deal with it, Veronica has to deal with it. It's like another member of the family coming back, and it's like, yikes. So, Jughead possibly becoming a serpent with the end, you know, putting on the jacket. I was like, oh God, what are you doing? It's like, it might be better for him because, like, then he might be accepted, but then it's like, he was doing so good, like with Betty and everything, and they were becoming like this awesome power couple. And it's like they, from what I've seen in videos and interviews, I don't know what you guys heard, but I don't know. I think they might actually sadly end up separated, which will really hurt considering like how much I've invested into that and how like I was like automatically into it when I first started watching like two or three episodes, and I was like, yes, they have to end up together. They're so adorable. And I know that's how it wasn't the way in the comics. It was always Archie and Betty and Veronica and Jughead was kind of like the side character. But I don't know, the show, like, this the show adds like more possibilities and everything. It's just, it's sad, you know, because you get so invested and you read like a bunch of fan fiction and all the fan art. People have created so much fan art and love and like debates over those ships and everything. And it's like, you're gonna tear it apart, and who knows if they'll get back together and maybe just stay friends. But yeah, from what I've heard, apparently, Archie and Betty, their friendship might become stronger, so that's a good thing since they kind of they weren't really as close at near the end of the first season. And Cheryl, oh poor Cheryl, like out of all the characters, like I like Cheryl, but like I like with her storyline, I kind of like didn't pay attention as much. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but like I felt like I was more invested in all the other characters a lot more than I was Cheryl, but who knows? Maybe that'll change as time goes on and the show comes back. I do like her as a character. Like she's awesome and she gets what she always goes for what she wants, which is great. So yeah, so much things are happening, so much to dive into when the show finally comes back. I'll probably rant about it more then, and all the repercussions are happening, and I'm so excited. Woo. On to my book. No, it's not my book. It's the book I'm currently reading. Actually, that's a thing I should mention. My book that I'm currently writing. I'll probably do that later on. But yeah, Textrovert by Lindsay Summers. Funny story, actually. I originally read this on Wattpad, and it was known as the cell phone swap. And when I found out it actually got published, because I got the update on Wattpad that it was getting officially published, I was so excited because you know it's kind of like I want what I want to happen for myself. You know, I'm actually an aspiring writer and everything, so it's like it's probably what I should start continue to doing. Like I post my poetry, but I haven't started posting my book because it's kind of like I have this like mindset. It's like it has to be perfect, and I need to finish like at least a good part of the book before I can like start publishing it. So you can like consistent chapters, which I know is what she did. So, yeah, I should probably do that. If you guys want to actually, like, I'll probably talk about like the brief summary of my book here, after I start talking about Textrovert. But yeah, if you guys actually want to see part of it published, I'll totally work on it more because you know that'll give me motivation and everything. So, yeah, the book. The The summary is two teenagers accidentally swapped their fares during a fair during the summer. And what happens after that is amazing. It's super cute. They're both seniors, Keeley and Talon, the two main characters. They're trying to figure out their lives. They're trying to figure out what they want to do. Keeley is the main character. You see it through her perspective. And one of my favorite things about the book so far, I'm like halfway through, is how the two characters make each other better. Like, they make each other like better people. And that's something that we kind of all want. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. It's like, you know those people, there are always those people that you like want to be around, like that make you confident and make you like your best self with like with the balance of like almost having to work at it but not having to work at it too much. It's just like I feel good about myself and I can do this and I know that I can. What you're around that person, you just feel like you want to be your best self, but not for them, but because you want to be for you. That's like a really good feeling. And that's what happens in this book. And it's great because they really do make each other better people. And from the story on Wattpad, it's really cool to like see the differences between the books because I'm already seeing differences. I don't want to spoil too much because I actually want to finish the book and then tell you guys everything. But yeah, there is differences between the two. So I highly recommend checking out the Wattpad version and then getting the official published version to see the differences because they're really cool. But I will, if you don't want to, I obviously will talk about the book when I'm done. So yeah, it's a cute teenage romance. You know, there's actually a couple of cool plot twists from what I know of from the Wattpad version that may happen. Well, I know at least one that's gonna happen in the actual book, which is always exciting. I'm like, whoa, I thought it was gonna be like kind of normal, you know? It's like, I didn't know that was gonna happen. It's really exciting. So, yeah, I'm really excited to finish that. And when I'm done, I'll totally update you guys on that. And I'll probably do a spoiler warning then for that too, for the differences and everything and what happened and how the characters ended. And yeah. And okay, so moving on from entertainment, school. If you guys did listen to the first episode, I mentioned how I'm currently a senior in high school. It's September right now. Time is going like slow, fast, super fast. It's like this weird warp time thing. Getting real in the way that I can without you like having to experience my own stress, if you aren't already, is all these different things happen right at the beginning of your senior year. If you didn't take the SAT, you have to apply for that, study for it, and make sure you have a good enough score for the college you want to get into. So one of the things that I highly recommend, if there's any like youngins, I don't want to say youngins because that's like rude because I love like all kids, but I'm a kid. I mean, I'm like 17, but if you're not a senior yet and you're in high school, I highly recommend taking the SAT during your junior year just to get it out of the way. And so like when you're a junior, you don't have When you're a senior, sorry, you don't have to worry about like the stress of having your SAT done or your ACT. It's already done, and that's one thing you have to worry about. Like that's something that I currently have to worry about. So yeah, the second thing that I would say with the SAT is it involves a lot of math and English portion versus the SAT involves a science portion as well. So if you like science as well and you're pretty good at it, I'd recommend taking the ACT. And with colleges, they obviously have different SAT scores that they will accept. So definitely, honestly, if you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior, or even if you're in middle school, I mean, like that'd be great if you're in middle school and listening to my podcast, but if whatever grade you're at right now, I highly suggest looking to college. I don't, it's like I remember my freshman year, I wanted to go to this like super high college. It wasn't like Stanford or anything about that. It was USC, University of Southern California. And while I am going to still apply there, it's a realistic expectation that I like dawned on myself last year that my math skills aren't as high as they want there. Like my English, English is what I love and it's what I want to do. So like it's really high, but I don't have enough math skills to where it's like a perfect score. It's like a 1600, you know? So it's like whatever you do, start looking at colleges right now and look at the SAT scores they want, look at any extra stuff they want. They might ask certain classes to you need to graduate, like certain AP courses or stuff like that. And so yeah, just start preparing literally anytime. Look at scholarships you can do, because there are scholarships that are offered for different grade levels, not just seniors. Like start doing it now. Like I don't want to like stress you guys out, but yeah, it's good to get prepared, you know, because while I am like a genuinely prepared, I like being organized. I'm not that type of person, it still gets stressful, even if you have like categories of stuff. So, advice, woo. And yeah, I mentioned scholarships, college applications. I have not started them yet. I'm actually going to start them this week. It's Monday. I'm hoping to get some done by the end of this week. That's something you also want to consider too with college. In-state and out-of-state tuition, you know, money and all that, scholarships, applications you can ask your counselors about, you can ask your parents for help. There's usually papers in your main office that can help you, like with questions and everything. Like most applications, college applications, all they want to do is get to know you. So they like ask you like personal stuff, like, oh, tell us about a story where you felt like that, a story that really impacted you, or tell us like your favorite ice cream and why that is, you know, just like this stuff that really gets them to actually know you as a person rather than just a person, like a piece of paper, you know, with a score and, you know, a number of extracurricular activities. Like they get to know you that way, but it's also great to get personal with it. So yeah, that's the application process. And it's so much work, but it's all worth it, and it's so exciting and so much. I was actually just talking to my grandma last night about it, how my mom and my dad and my uncle and all the people who I look up to now, they had it easy, you know? It's like I don't want to be like rude or anything, but it's like so easy. Like I remember when I first applied last year, during my junior year, to my first National Honor Society, I had to like fill out like this whole like 10-page packet of paperwork saying like all these extracurricular activities that I was doing during my junior year, even though I didn't do that much during my freshman and sophomore year. I was trying to think of stuff I could put, and it's like they literally want you to do everything, like train, breathe at the same time. It's like you only like. I understand that, like that's what they want you to do, like have the ability to balance like all this school stuff and extracurricular stuff that hopefully you're having fun doing, because then otherwise what's the point? And you know, maybe like a job and like family time and friend time and like TV time and self time, you know, reading time, music time, whatever you love to do. I literally do all of that somehow. I don't even know. So yes, most of my family kind of had it easier. They did work really hard and I love them all, but it's insane how it's gotten over the years. Like they just want higher scores and more extracurricular activities. Like right now I'm in three National Honor Societies. One's the International Thespian Society, which I luckily was able to join through the drama class that I was in last year while I was in Germany. So that was amazing that I got to be a part of that, and I get to have that on my resume, and it's something I have to be proud of. And I got to really do a lot of great events with my drama team last year. We went to this European drama fest, and it was like all these different groups from Germany just meeting together and performing. It was incredible and life changing. But yeah, it's just these opportunities that are out there that need to be taken, but they also want you to take. So it's like you just got to do it, whatever you're interested in. You know, there's art societies. There's, you know, obviously all the sports and everything. There's even like gaming clubs. Like, I know my school has a gaming club. Like, there's always clubs you can join and everything. It's, there's so much out there for you to do. So even if you don't like it at first, maybe just try a couple of things and see what works. Like, I know like a friend of mine, she tried drama, didn't like it. She's now in this reading club. She really loves it. They read like a book every week. It's great. She has that on her resume now. And, oh yeah, things I'm also in, along with the Honor Society's Journalism Club. I'm actually the secretary this year, which is pretty great. Oh yeah, positions. Colleges, they do appreciate being clubs, but even positions are even better if, like, you're in a club and they don't have, like, officers or, like, maybe, like, in coming years, like, no one, like, kind of, like, offers or even, like, if you think you could get it, then you should definitely go for it. Like, if there's someone else who wants it, you should still try. Because, like, that's what happened. That's what happened with me last year. I was in a club, and, like, I tried to run for, I think it was vice president, and someone else got it. And I was like, okay, well, I tried, you know. At least people know I want to try things. So it's just a matter of getting yourself out there. And yeah, journalism is really fun. It's interesting because I really like it because I get to write about what I want. It's not just like all like news articles, you know. I get to talk about students and upcoming events, fun stuff like homecoming. I'm probably going to cover, like, all the dances this year since that's, like, my thing I'm super excited for. And, you know, it's, I also post poetry in there, my own stuff. Oh, yeah, and, I've been getting more involved with, like, school spirit, you know, stuff like that. And I attended the, back-to-school football game, which was really great. Go Loggers! And the dance, which was cool. So yeah, it's great. Yeah, I'm kind of repeating myself here, but repetition is just like, I'm like, it's a part of like why I'm like trying to help you guys. It's like, do, even if you don't do like everything, at least do some things, because no matter what you do, it'll be so much fun and it'll be worth it. Rather than just like coasting through high school, it's like you attend your classes, you go home, maybe you do the homework. It's like, you'll have so much more fun and look back on the memories you had if you did stuff. It's great. And there's probably a couple things I'm forgetting because I'm like doing like 1,000 things right now. But you know, it's all super fun and super exciting, and it's all worth it. That's what I'm gonna say. And you know, with things like, oh, what's something I did freshman year? Theater. I did theater. theater. Yeah. Theater has changed my life in the best way possible. I remember I actually took drama class with my dad's old teacher, which was pretty cool. Cause like she had, met him before, and they had like, you know, they had like worked together in class, and then I actually got to work with her together in class. Like, so it was pretty cool to have a like family dynamic and everything. And, yeah, drama changed my life in the best way possible, especially during freshman year. I have this like awkward shyness about me sometimes, and that it like goes in and out, but definitely drama helps me in multiple aspects of my life. I'm more confident about things, presentations, stuff like that. I'm like, let's just go first, I just want to do it. And my team is like, nah man. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna raise my hand because we're gonna go. And the stuff like that, you know, just school presentations, confidence overall, just like raised, you know, like the anxiety, you know, of a teenager is still there, but it's like it's definitely helped because it's like it's made me a better person with talking to people and just all aspects of my life. And yeah, so I remember doing all three plays during my freshman year of high school, and that was so amazing. I remember just staying late for rehearsals and everything, and eating dinner and laughing about the craziest stuff, and going over lines and running around the school. And I remember my friend, she gave me piggyback rides, and that was always great. And it was just like these like memories that like you smile looking back on because they were so happy and they're yours, and like you're just a part of something. And that's, I think that's what we all want, is to be a part of something. So, yeah, then drama is definitely a great place to do it because it's really accepting, and you know, nobody judges you there. So it's just like a family. That's what my school, that's what my teacher who always says, and the people in it, it's like this second family that we have. So it's like, 'cause we can like talk to them and everything, it's great. So yeah, I did theater my freshman, sophomore, junior year. I'm still involved with drama club. Sadly, I don't think I'll be able to audition this year. Hopefully, I'll be able to audition for the spring play, but right now I'm actually applying for a job. And that's another thing, you know, adulting is like, geez, man, it's like job applications, like you gotta know your social security number. It's like, well, I gotta look that up again. Memorize the last four digits. Yeah, it's just all this great stuff is happening. It's like, wow, how did that happen? Whew. Jeez. It's so good though. It's growing up, you know? It's like you're still a kid, but it's like it's gotta happen. Always, I'd say though, no matter how old you are, just always keep some like childishness in you. Like the happiest people I know, you know, have like a part of their like child self in them, and that's why they're always so happy. Like my dad is one of them. He's like, everyone thinks he looks like he's 20 years old, and that's because he's like probably super happy and like not very stressed out very much, so he's like doesn't age. You're a super happy person, Dad. Shout out to you, love you. Another person who's always super happy, my grandmother's friend Lynn. She's obviously my grandma's age, but she's like super happy, and you can kind of always like see it in her face. Like she's always kind of has that smile and everything. So it's just like, no matter what you do in life, no matter what you do in school, no matter what you do out of school, make sure it makes you happy. 'Cause I don't know, there were like a few things, like, you know, with class and stuff like that. It's like, oh, I don't want to take this, doesn't make me happy, but it's like, find a way. 'Cause there's always a way that you can make it better and make yourself happy with it.
Jumping in, the Zisu. Interesting you brought that up. If you guys listen to the more most recent E Society podcast, you'll know that the Nez, for his random song of the week, he picked Don't Worry, Be Happy. He says that's what the world needs more of right now. He wanted to pick
Oh.
something stress-free, and he although he didn't love it when it comes out, it came out, he loves it now, and I thought that really defined this moment, so he piggyback on
I
that.
gotta listen to that song now. That's like a great song. Oh my God, guys, listen to that. Who's that by? I'm gonna
Bobby
use that music.
McFerrin.
It's by Bobby McFerrin. Yeah, I'm stealing the Nez's song, Rex. So sorry, but yeah, happiness is key. And yeah, so it's just all this stuff is happening, and it's crazy, and I know it can get a little too much sometimes, but you know, soon the fog will clear up, and oh my God, I just quoted Shawn Mendes. I'm so sorry. It just had to happen. You know it had to happen. Love him. Okay. Yeah, so it'll all work out, and you're amazing. And stay positive, okay, guys? Just, yeah. I know it's hard, and I like especially these past few weeks, and I know time is coming and it's gonna get more stressful and everything, but it's like, no matter what it is, like, I do this thing every morning before first period. I have PE first period as a senior. I know. It's so great. I really like it. I do this thing every morning before the period starts. After I get dressed in my PE clothes, I go outside and I take 3 deep breaths and I just look up to the sky. And I think that really helps as like a good start off to the day. And it's kind of like a thing that I'm going to try and keep on going, because throughout the day, you know, times get hard, but then I try to look up to the sky and, like, you know, just breathe, because that's all you can do. Yeah, it's all worth it, and you're worth it. Okay, well, after that long school life rant, you know, let's talk about travel. My travel movement, what the heck is that word? I don't know. Segment of the week is flashback to the Black Forest I visited last year. It's in Germany, so we didn't, my mom, Chris, and I didn't have to travel that far. We drove, actually. Which was super cool, since, like, all the scenery, wow, I can talk, was beautiful and everything. So, the Black Forest, I'm actually teaching you guys kind of right now. I'm teaching you new places around the world. That could be, like, part of the travel segment, too. It's, like, a new thing. Yeah. Okay, so, the Black Forest, it's the location of the biggest waterfall in Germany. It's called the Triberg-Wasserfall. And I should know how, like, long and big it is, but I don't, because I didn't look that up. I'm so sorry. But, yeah, it's incredibly huge. There's this long hike you have to do. It's, like, it's almost, I don't know how to describe it. It's, like, a spiral, kind of. No, it's not a spiral. It's, like, you hike, like, trails up the waterfall, and you can, like, at different points, you can stop and, like, see different levels, kind of. Yeah, levels. It's leveled. Yeah. That's the word. And it's super fun to hike. It's kind of tiring, but it's like, you know, it's like you're gonna go see a waterfall, you kind of have to hike to it. But yeah, it was great. I remember stealing leaves while I was there, because I was like, I'm gonna get a memento. So I like getting free mementos out of things. Like, that's what I do when I travel. It's like, I'll, like, buy stuff and everything. Like, I'll buy, like, $50 worth of, like, postcards and keychains and food and all that, you know. But then I'm like, free memento, because it's unique. And yeah, so I actually have leaves from the Black Forest, which is a great memory to look back on. And yeah, that's my flashback of the week. It was beautiful. I'll try and post a photo of that soon. Just so you guys can see it on my Instagram. Again, it's at Chasing the Sunset. Chasing doesn't have the G. Follow me, because that's my main social. And yeah, it was a beautiful, great adventure. I'm so glad I went to go. Funny moment was actually, I was super upset, since I'm a teenager and I am literally obsessed with internet things. Our hotel didn't have Wi-Fi, and we were, like, there for, like, a weekend, and I was like, well, how am I gonna, like, get my updates and everything? Like, I don't know what to do. And I was, like, so upset and grumpy and everything, and my mom was like, stop it. And I was like, okay, Mom, I'm sorry. It's just frustrating. Yeah, it turned out for the better. I kind of, in a way, it helped me stay in the moment and everything, and it was great. Lovely memory. I miss the, like, village, like, near the waterfall. It's, like, it's really German. It's super cute. It's, like, I actually bought socks there that are, like, knee-high socks, and I bought this cute owl hat for winter. It's great. Oh, so, yeah, I think that's it. Wow, yeah, this went longer than I thought. I mean, it's not too long, but yeah. okay, well, Thank you guys so much for listening and sticking through. And I hope you guys have a great day, night, evening, wherever you are. And I'm going to leave you with this. Remember that puppies exist and the pain will not last forever. Bye, guys.